Good morning and welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. For today, January 9th, 2018, I'm Scott Engel. I am the Managing Director of RotoExperts.com. I am the king. I am fantasy. And I'm here 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern every weekday morning, bringing you the latest in fantasy sports, the latest news and analysis, what happened last night, what you can look forward to tonight. And we go around the world of fantasy sports and beyond. Of course, we'll talk some NFL today. The divisional round will kick off this weekend. You're going to get a lot of in-depth coverage here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts will cover it at 7 to 10. Of course, in the Fantasy Frenzy from 10 to 11 today is part of our new programming schedule. It was a busy night in the NBA and not a good night for some superstars. A historically bad night for LeBron James last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo also not playing well, as Indiana, with their best player back, got revenge for a blowout last week, and it wasn't even close. The final score was 13 points, but I watched Indiana-Milwaukee on NBA TV, and this game was all Indiana all the time, right from the outset. Ton of turnovers from Milwaukee early. Indiana just dominated. They won by 13. They could have won by 33. And it was nearly that bad of a blowout at one point. So we'll get into that. Some minor Major League Baseball news. The hot stove is not too hot right now, but there are still a lot of significant names out there, including Garrett Cole, who was linked to the Yankees recently, but now there might be a new suitor emerging for his services. Fantasy golf, the Sony Open, will tee off this week. You'll have previews coming today on rotoexperts.com from our Matt Rumack. Also, check out the new fantasy golf product over at dailyroto.com. Everybody's getting in on it. So golf upcoming this week. It was not a busy night in the NHL on the ice. Only one game last night. We'll tell you about that. Little bits of news here and there. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit of esports. Some news there. The Overwatch League is going to start tomorrow. 12 teams will start playing tomorrow in Los Angeles. For those of you who follow esports, don't forget to check out Zareen T's new show, 1-2 Punch, beginning tonight on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network at 10 p.m. Eastern. Overwatch starts tomorrow with 3 matches in Los Angeles. And watch for upcoming coverage on sportsgrid.com. We'll talk a little bit about that later. But we'll tip off with the NBA next here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Back here on Fantasy Sports Today, I'm Scott Engel, and also you can now listen to me every afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy News Desk with Tony Cincotta. For those of you who enjoyed the Cincotta and Engel show in the past, I am now back with Tony. We're having fun talking fantasy sports every day. And of course, you can listen to both the shows I'm involved in and all the shows here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on demand. Fantasy Sports Today is now available on demand on iTunes, on Google Play, on Audio Boom, as is Fantasy Sports Today and all of our new schedule. including, like I told you, about the new eSports show beginning tonight with Zareen T from 10, start beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you want to catch that live, I'm sure she'll be in some form discussing the Overwatch League, which will start tomorrow. And, of course, the Tout Wars Hour for you fantasy baseball players. FanRag Fantasy Baseball with Al Melchior. Lots to cover. We also have Inside Fantasy Hockey with Chris Meany. We have a new fantasy golf show with Tony Cincotta and the Daily Roto crew. So no matter what you play, the Father and Son Fantasy NASCAR Hour will return this month as well. So lots to cover, lots to do here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's start in the NBA last night, and we had the Nets taking on the Toronto Raptors in Brooklyn, and it was a very, very scary injury in this game that was the story of the night. The Raptors getting the victory 112-104 over the Nets in overtime, blowing a late lead in regulation, but they may have suffered a significant fantasy injury and a real injury in the process. Last night in overtime, Kyle Lowry with a very hard fall on his back as he was trying to go for a rebound in the extra session. And he laid on the court for a little while, tried to get up on his own power, and then fell back to the court and had to be carried off the court by a pair of his teammates. Certainly didn't look good. Afterwards, published reports from Toronto media relations indicating that he has an acute back spasm, and he's going to be reevaluated today. I would not be expecting him to play, obviously, in the second night of a back-to-back tonight against the Heat. Lowry had 18 points and 11 assists in 38 minutes. Been a lot of talk about how DeLon Wright has stepped up. This could increase his value even more. He's out there in some Yahoo Fantasy basketball leagues. Right now, we don't know how long Kyle Lowry is going to miss. It did not look good. Of course, go over to InsideInjuries.com. Click on their NBA tab on more information on this. But DeLon Wright was already a good pickup. Some other guys will probably have to step up, but this will make me like Wright even more. Tony Cicada will be able to tell you how much more he likes him as a daily fantasy player. In fact, I made that bounce that off Tony even more this afternoon. When you talk injuries, you never want to hear the name Anthony Davis because it's always scary. Anthony Davis had to leave last night's game after 27 minutes with a right ankle sprain. Something you never want to hear. The Pelicans were able to beat Detroit 112-109, but thankfully they survived a scare, it seems. X-rays were negative for Anthony Davis, so it doesn't appear like it's a major injury. We don't know if he's going to play on Wednesday night or not. He totaled 30 points, 10 rebounds, on 12 of 14 from the field and 5 of 6 from the line in 27 minutes. So you can pretty much consider Anthony Davis day-to-day. You never know for sure, but it seems like New Orleans and fantasy players have survived a major scare here. But you never know what the news is going to be for sure. Of course, when a guy like this, when you're dealing with the ankle, we'll have to find out what grade of ankle sprain the injury is. I'm sure Inside Injuries can give us some insight on that. Steph Curry suffering a knee strain on Monday, but he was able to play through it. He's been dealing with some knee soreness, and Steph Curry was Steph Curry. He had a game-high 32 points for Golden State last night as they beat Denver 124-114. Kevin Durant missed his third straight game with a calf strain, but Curry getting it done. Leading all scorers on 9 of 17 from the field, 9 of 10 from the line, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Now, this isn't injury related, but this next note really hurts. What happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night? Losing two of their last three, but it's the way that Cleveland lost last night to Minnesota, 127-99. LeBron James had a career worst minus 39 rating last night. James was held to only 10 points by Minnesota. That is his lowest scoring output in over 10 years. He had not scored that little amount of points since October of 2007. It's been a tough road trip for the Cavaliers so far. They're on a 5-game road hike and a 1-2 so far. You have to believe that LeBron is going to bounce back from this. And as Tony Cicada would say, it's probably just one of those nights. But it wasn't only bad news for LeBron James. Isaiah Thomas, who played his third game back, was ejected for a flagrant foul on Andrew Wiggins, and he only scored 9 points. So an off night for the Cavs. You got to expect them to rebound from it. One thing you don't want to hear about is the Chicago Bulls without Nikolai Mirotic. And that's exactly what happened last night. And of course, it wasn't good for the Houston Rockets. For the Bulls, as they lost to the Houston Rockets 116-107. Mirotic was scratched early in the day because of a stomach ailment. And of course, the Bulls lost. The Bulls have now lost 21 of 24 games without Mirotic in the lineup. Bobby Portis, who is the leading scorer, coming off the bench for the Bulls in this loss, 22 points. Mirotic is day-to-day. The Bulls are at the Knicks tomorrow night. We don't know of his status just yet. For the New Jersey Nets, we mentioned that overtime game against the Toronto Raptors, in which Kyle Lowry left, and Brooklyn still lost. Caris LeVert was actually back for the Brooklyn Nets last night. He was iffy, as he had missed the last two games with a groin injury, but you could see he was very, very rusty, as he missed 11 of 13 shots and only had 3 assists and 1 rebound. But LeVert's having a nice season so far. Been a good pickup recently in fantasy basketball. So you have to expect him to bounce back. By the way, my producer, Don Burns, said I called them the New Jersey Nets. I guess I'm so used to doing that. Well, at least they don't play on Long Island anymore. Maybe they should go back to Long Island with the Islanders. What do you think of that? Anyway, Alan Crabb. I guess I'm feeling crabby. That's why I say that. In overtime, he also suffered what appeared to be a scary injury as he landed awkwardly on one of his legs, but he was able to finish the game with 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists in 34 minutes. Mention that Indiana-Milwaukee game, which was really, really one-sided last night. Domantas Sabonis had a left wrist injury in that game. He fell hard as well. A lot of ugly-looking injuries last night in the NBA. And he had to leave the game and wasn't able to finish after 24 minutes. X-rays were negative on the wrist, though. He is day-to-day. Domantas Sabonis, who has really been pouring it on lately for the Indiana Pacers, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. And he made 8 for 12 from the field. Check out some of the top scorers from last night in the NBA, as there were 9 games on the schedule. Nikola Jokic with a fine performance in the loss to Golden State. 22 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists in 36 minutes. LaMarcus Aldridge had to continue to do it for the depleted San Antonio Spurs as they were able to dispatch Sacramento 107-100. Aldridge was coming. Aldridge has been the leading scorer for the Spurs in most of their games this year, I believe, all but eight. And he finished with 31 points, 12 rebounds, and 13 for 21 in the field, and 5 for 6 from the line. Aldridge is having a real bounce-back season for the San Antonio Spurs. He was unhappy last year in San Antonio, but then he got together with Greg Popovich. They had it out, and they slapped him with an extension, which surprised a lot of people. And now he's earning the money. We'll talk more NBA from last night next here on Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Here on Fantasy Sports Today, I'm Scott Engel. I continue to go down the night in the National Basketball Association, giving you some of the leaders from last night. DeAndre Jordan, of course, doing what he does, 25 points and 18 rebounds. As the Clippers surviving the Atlanta Hawks 108-107. Draymond Green was able to soldier through a knee injury, 23 points. 10 assists, 5 rebounds as he continues to do his all-around work in a win over Denver. Spencer Dinwiddie with 31 points last night in 42 minutes, 10 of 24 from the field, 3 of 10 from three-point range, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. It hasn't been a bright season for the Nets, obviously, but a good season for Dinwiddie so far. DeMar DeRozan gets it done again yet, 35 points. In 42 minutes, he hit 14 of 30 from the field and 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Over the last 2.5 weeks or so, DeMar DeRozan has been 15th on the ESPN player radar, but I have to think that he's played even better than that. Actually, it was really a series of actually like back-to-back down performances that really took that number down. But he is pretty much on fire overall. Actually, over the last 7 days, he is second on the ESPN player rater behind Giannis Antetokounmpo. So that gives you a better picture of how he's doing lately. And, of course, he had that big 52-point game last week. Chris Paul is Houston. One for the second time in 4 games without James Harden. 24 points, 8 for 17 from the field. 8 rebounds, of course, with James Harden out. Paul is going to have to step up, and the numbers are going to have to be even better. The average is obviously higher with him when Harden is out. This is a chance for him to put a real imprint on his team. Jimmy Butler as Minnesota beat Cleveland, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Last week when I saw San Antonio live, I said to myself, if Davis Bertans ever gets pushed into a lot of playing time, this kid can really contribute. And last night he did. This is somebody you got to keep on your watch list and somebody you have to consider for daily if some of these other players from San Antonio are going to continue to miss time. They rest Ginobili last night, which really didn't have much of an effect on Bertans. But Bertans had a career-high 28 points last night, 11 for 15 from the field, and a career-high 6 three-pointers. This is a guy in daily, depending on the matchup and the pace of play, etc., that you might want to keep your eye on. He's capable of double-figure performances. Kyle Anderson hasn't been reliable. Bertrand's got 31 minutes last night. They may need him to step up. So he's somebody to keep an eye on. Karl Anthony Towns with 15 points and 12 rebounds for Minnesota. Eric Gordon, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists as he continues to start in place of the injured Beard. Rajon Rondo keeps it up in the assist department with 15 last night and 12 points as New Orleans beat Detroit. Tobias Harris, 25 points and 5 rebounds and a loss. Lou Williams keeps it up, 34 points last night. Trade rumors continue to circle around Lou Williams. Jonas Valanciunas last night, 21 points, 13 rebounds. Clint Capela, who recently came back from an injury, 15 points, 16 rebounds, continues to fly around the rim. Chris Dunn, 19 points for the Chicago Bulls. Etuan Moore, 23 for New Orleans. DeMarcus Cousins chipped in with 20 points and 10 rebounds. Denzel Valentine, 19 points, 8 rebounds. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, 14 points and 17 boards. Trevor Ariza last night, 18 points, 9 rebounds. Andre Drummond was able to play last night, 16 points, 14 rebounds. Taj Gibson for Minnesota, 16 points, 13 rebounds. Trey Lyles has been a very interesting fantasy story lately. 21 points and 5 rebounds. And Andrew Wiggins, 25 points and 6 rebounds for Minnesota. So that was the night in the NBA. With Houston, it's surprising that you didn't hear much from Gerald Green last night. And Giannis Antetokounmpo was actually a minus 17 last night in that Bucks-Pacers game, which they got blown out early. The Pacers looking for revenge after they got blown out last week. Gerald Green, though, I've been keeping my eye on him. He's been quite a story. Actually, he wasn't quiet last night. That's not what I meant to say. 26 minutes for Gerald Green, 22 points, as he shot 4 for 9 from three-point range and 8 for 15 off the bench. So it was another good night for Gerald Green, who's been one of the hottest pickups in fantasy basketball over the past week and will continue to get it done as James Harden sits out. For Antetokounmpo, just a very, very off night, but still ended up with double figures, 17 points, 7 rebounds, but he was 3 for 8 from the field. Chris Middleton did most of his damage in the first quarter. He scored 15 of his 19 in the first quarter. And in 32 minutes, he was 6 for 14 from the field. I thought that Middleton was going to end up with much better numbers than he did, but it just didn't happen for him last night. Victor Oladipo with 15 points and 5 rebounds. But boy, did the Pacers play at just a high pace last night and just ran Milwaukee right out of the building. So, lots more to come tonight in the NBA. Not a busy schedule, but enough for you to sit back and watch and have some fun here. More of a busy schedule last night than it will be tonight. Here's what's coming up for the NBA for Tuesday, January 9th. Again, we mentioned the injury to Kyle Lowry. You're probably not going to see him tonight. So maybe you're thinking about using DeLon Wright and Daly. Make sure you listen to Lineup Lock Live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network with Tony Sincott and Dane Martinez to see what they think of DeLon Wright tonight. The Raptors will host the Heat at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the Air Canada Center in Toronto. The line is Toronto minus 6.5. The over-under is 208.5. The Raptors, very tough at home, 14-1. The Heat, 22-17. They are over 500 away. Wayne Ellington has been playing well recently. So is Jason Richardson. But how is this team going to stop DeMar DeRozan? Nobody can seem to do it lately. The Trailblazers and the Thunder, this is the featured game of the night on ESPN. The Thunder looking to rebound from a stunning loss to the Phoenix Suns. Come back home where they're 14-6. The Trailblazers, Damian Lillard might be a game time decision as he continues to deal with that calf. DFS players are going to be watching this closely, as if Lillard can't play, it's another time to fire up Shabazz Napier, possibly, depending on what his salary is going to be. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern, it'll be the Magic and the Mavericks at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. The Mavericks have lost 14 of 22 home games. This is a game that only fantasy players really want to watch. The line is Dallas minus 6.5. The over-under is 213.5. And at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the second of a back-to-back doubleheader on NBA TV. I guess because people want to watch the Lakers because they're more entertaining than they are good. It's the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers. The line is the Lakers minus 6.5. The over-under is 212. We'll see what kind of minutes Lonzo Ball gets tonight after he just came back in the last game. He better get minutes. Otherwise, his dad is going to lace into Luke Walton again. So that's the night in the NBA. Make sure you subscribe to DailyRoto.com. to get all their lineup alerts in your inbox and all the analysis every night from guys who really win in daily fantasy basketball. You want to follow at NBA Fantasy on Twitter as well and check out all the great daily fantasy videos from the guys here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on at NBA Fantasy. Make sure you're playing NBA in play as well. It's a brand new app from the NBA in which you can actually make in-game moves. It's fantasy basketball like you've never played and managed it before. So that's it for basketball. And we'll move on to the NFL now. That'll be coming up next. We're going to have some very good news for you on one of the top players in fantasy football. If you're playing DFS this week, or maybe you have a fantasy playoff draft league that you're playing in. It's what you wanted to hear next on Fantasy Sports Today.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back here on Fantasy Sports Today, I'm Scott Engel. I had a call as early as Monday with people worrying about Antonio Brown and whether he's going to be back for the divisional round. And most fantasy football players are very anxious types who want to hear firm news before they can feel good about anything. And then sometimes that's not even good enough. But I think you feel good about Antonio Brown returning this week to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was able to practice yesterday, and according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he is fully expected to return in complete form for this week's game against the Jaguars. Now, of course, you may be saying to yourself, well, he's facing the Jaguars. Maybe I shouldn't use Antonio Brown this week. But as I've often said about superstars like this, they've become superstars because they can produce good numbers against any level of competition. Antonio Brown is very much relishing, I can only speculate and think and believe, a chance to face what is regarded as the best defense in the NFL. There's no way the Jaguars are going to completely shut him out. Fantasy football players all too often assume that the defense is going to win every single matchup. No, the offense gets its way too when you're talking about superstar players. So I'd still roll Antonio Brown out there this week. It may even look contrarian to some DFS players, but that's what I'm going to do. I go back to the week when the Seahawks were facing the Jaguars, and people were saying, should I bench Russell Wilson? And Wilson didn't have a touchdown pass at halftime. And, of course, as fantasy players often do, they react in the moment, saying, I knew I should have benched Wilson, etc. And then he threw three touchdown passes in the second half. There's no way a guy like Antonio Brown is going to be held down in a playoff game for the entire way. Now, this may make it more difficult for Brown to get off early, but if somehow the Jaguars grab a lead, Ben Roethlisberger is going to be finding Antonio Brown. This is the playoffs. Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger have playoff experience. The Jaguars' defense has one game of a playoff experience. As good as they look, they're also on the road. The Steelers at home, where Roethlisberger plays well. Don't veer away from Antonio Brown just based on the matchup. If anything, that can make him more low-owned and daily and can give you an advantage. I will play my superstars against every level of competition every single time. Now, of course, what is a fantasy superstar? If you're saying that about Dez Bryant earlier in the year, obviously he proved he's no longer a fantasy superstar. A.J. Green for a stretch, not playing like a fantasy superstar. When I'm talking fantasy superstars, I'm talking the best of the very best. And I don't bench him against anybody. Now, some fantasy analysts will say, and I've seen him, that saying don't bench your superstars is dumb advice. Well, it's really about how you illustrate the word. Who is a fantasy superstar and who isn't? The guys who are at the very elite top of the board, I think you have to start them no matter who they face. The Russell Wilsons, the Antonio Browns, the Todd Gurley. But there's only a handful of those super elite players. If you're calling guys, say, outside of the top five or top seven at their position, fantasy superstars, then you're really not understanding what a fantasy superstar is. Some guys are must starts based on just how elite they are, but there were guys this year like Mike Evans, when people were thinking don't bench your fantasy superstars, Mike Evans was not playing like a fantasy superstar anymore. It's not about reputation, it's about production. There's my rant for the day. Hopefully you follow me. But the bottom line is that you don't bench Antonio Brown this week in any fantasy playoff format. Go with him in daily. I say dare to do it. The Kirk Cousins saga will continue to play out, according to the Washington Post, as Redskins head coach Jay Gruden indicating he wants a resolution this offseason on whether Kirk Cousins is going to stay or go for the long term. They do have the opportunity to franchise him again, but it doesn't seem like Gruden wants to deal with that anymore and wants to have something resolved either way by the front office. So we'll know more about Kirk Cousins' future very soon. According to the Los Angeles Daily News, Sammy Watkins is very interested in coming back to the Rams. Not something fantasy players want to hear, as Watkins had a very, very disappointing season. Now, on draft day, nobody wanted to tangle with Watkins because Jared Goff was so bad this year. Nobody other than Matt Modica, who has deep love for Sammy Watkins. No matter where he goes next year, Matt Modica of Roto Experts will draft Sammy Watkins. But in the preseason, a lot of fantasy analysts and players wanted to avoid Sammy Watkins because they felt with Jared Goff, his value was going to go down. Goff had a turnaround season, played much better, but somehow Watkins was not relevant over Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, which more of a surprise. If I would have told you in the preseason Watkins was not going to be relevant, you would have said, yeah, no surprise. If I told you Jared Goff was going to have a good season and Sammy Watkins would not be relevant, then you would have told me I was crazy. But it still ended up badly for Watkins. From a pure football perspective, Los Angeles would love to return that trio of wide receivers, which puts so much pressure on secondaries for this offense. Fantasy players want to see Sammy Watkins go somewhere else. The Bears signed Matt Nagy to be their head coach after he was able to turn around the Chiefs offense late in the season. Not good enough for the playoffs without Travis Kelce. But Nagy, now the head coach of Chicago, very limited coaching resume, few years with the Philadelphia Eagles as an assistant, and then as an offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, but the Bears obviously seeing something they like. Very limited experience with Nagy, but you know, maybe here's another opportunity for a guy that isn't highly decorated to really make his mark, and maybe the Bears know so something that we don't on the outside. The Bengals hiring Terrell Austin as their defensive coordinator, and departed Bengals coordinator Paul Gunther will now be the defensive coordinator of the Raiders. Greg Olsen will join the Raiders as their offensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator of the Panthers, Steve Wilks, now that his season is over, he could start going on job interviews. He is expected to interview for the Giants head coaching job this week. He's also been linked to some other teams, including the Lions. Giants bringing a lot of people in and out of the interview chair there. They're taking their time on making a decision, doing their due diligence. According to ESPN, the Packers are going to interview former Browns coach Mike Pettine, who's been out of the NFL since 2015 for the defensive coordinator position, and former Bengals offensive coordinator Ken Zampezi is going to interview for the Browns offensive coordinator vacancy. That job obviously comes with its challenges. And the 49ers bringing Ken Norton Jr. back home. He'd been working with the Seahawks for a while. Then with the Raiders as a defensive coordinator, he's now going to be the assistant head coach for the 49ers. If you remember, if you've been watching football for a while, Ken Norton Jr. was actually a linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers back in the day. So that's it for the NFL. The coaching carousel will continue to spin. We'll continue to keep you updated right here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Scott Engel. I'm here 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern every morning, bringing you the latest in fantasy sports with some in-depth analysis. We cover it all: NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, golf. The Sony Open is this week. We'll have our preview up on rotoexperts.com later today from Matt Rumack. NHL, NASCAR next month. We'll talk about that. We also get you into some fantasy industry news when it happens. And of course, there's esports as well. As we've been mentioning, the Overwatch League will start on Wednesday in Los Angeles. Let's turn to the world of Major League Baseball as the hot stove is kind of quiet. But as we've been saying all week and the last 2 weeks, there are some big names out there. You have to wonder if summer ownership is just waiting for prices to drop here. According to published reports, Buck Showalter told reporters that closer Zach Britton, who ruptured his Achilles recently, is going to miss the first half of the 2018 season. The Orioles are going to be in the market for another closer. The biggest name that's out there is Greg Holland after the Rockies signed Wade Davis. We were saying yesterday that the Cubs might turn around and sign Greg Holland. Greg Holland led the National League in a renaissance season last year. Very pleasant to watch. somewhat unexpected. I got him for a dollar in Towel Wars, and he ended up with 41 saves. So it'll be interesting to see where Holland ends up. He's still got the stuff. He's still got the mentality. According to TampaBayRays.com, Matt Duffy is expected to be fully healthy for the 2018 season. At least that's according to Matt Duffy. If Duffy can somehow regain his 2015 form, where he was able to hit for over 290 and double figures in homers for the San Francisco Giants, he should be a nice corner infielder late in your draft. So, you know, there's a flyer. Dollar to make you holler, guys. We say here on Fantasy Sports Today, keep an eye on how Matt Duffy looks in spring training. According to Yahoo Sports, the Pirates and Astros are now talking about a possible trade for Gerrit Cole. Of course, the Yankees have been often mentioned as the front runner to acquire Gerrit Cole. Doesn't seem like he'll be back in Pittsburgh. The Pirates looking to clean house. Possibly there has been a lot of rumors surrounding their top players, most notably Gerrit Cole. And this is the second American League team of note that he's been linked to in a major way. Of course, going to the American League can always hurt the numbers a little bit, but going to a team like the Astros would certainly be a benefit. Maybe in the win column, although us experienced fantasy baseball players know you certainly can't chase wins. So we'll keep you updated on where Gerrit Cole might land. According to the Brewers' official website, Matt Garza is going to undergo a surgical procedure tomorrow to repair a torn labrum in his right shoulder. Last year, Matt Garza was 6-9 with a .494 earned run average. Garza pitched very well before the injury, but was not good after. And eventually, Matt Garza, at 34 years old, he could be done here. You have to wonder if this sort of shoulder surgery would actually mean maybe the end of his baseball career. So that's it for baseball today. Let's move on to the National Hockey League. There was just one game last night on the ice. It was the Blue Jackets 3 and the Maple Leafs 2 in overtime, as Artemi Panarin scored 3-11 into overtime to boost Columbus from a 2-goal deficit to beat the Maple Leafs. Panarin took a pass off his skate and kicked it to his stick for the winner. Nick Foligno and Pierre-Luc Dubois scored in regulation for the Blue Jackets. Sergei Bobrovsky made 35 saves. Frederick Anderson stopped 30 shots for the Maple Leafs. Some more hockey and some esports next here on Fantasy Sports Today.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Back here on Fantasy Sports Today, I'm Scott Engel. We took only one game in the NHL last night. It's going to be a busier schedule. Here's some other NHL news and notes. Carolina activated forward Lee Stepanak from injured reserve. He had been out with an upper body injury all season. He's not played yet this year. Last year, 16 goals and 24 assists. Cody Franzen has been placed on waivers by the Chicago Blackhawks, and he had 1 goal and 6 assists this year. Should be hooked on with somebody else soon. Longtime veteran goalie Roberto Longo may be ready to come back in early February, according to published reports. He's still dealing with a lower body injury. Sebastian Aho, some yearly fantasy players keeping an eye on this, was able to skate yesterday, but he may be a game-time decision for Tuesday. Robin Lehner day-to-day with an upper body injury. And Mikko Koivu was not able to practice yesterday because of the flu. So, again, not a busy night in the National Hockey League. In esports, according to Sports Business Daily, Chinese smartphone producer Kingzone acquired Longzhou Gaming's roster and its League of Legends Champions Korea slot, according to the Esports Observer. Longzhou CEO Plufran announced on social media on his that of the sale. He had been surrounded by a lot of controversy recently, including some alleged financial problems, conflict of interest, etc. According to the Houston Business Journal, FanReact is planning to start building a new esports arena in Houston. They're going to break ground on that, supposedly, in the second quarter of this year, the first ever arena sport, esports arena in the Houston area. And, of course, as we've been keeping you updated on esports, the Overwatch League, the first season, is scheduled to start tomorrow with three matches in Los Angeles to get ready for that and everything else that's happening in esports, including Counter-Strike Global Offensive, what's happening with that coming up. There's a lot of big tournaments coming up this year, the latest in League of Legends, and, of course, Dota 2. You want to make sure you're tuned in tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network for 1-2 Punch with Zareen T of the Esports Network. Zareen is going to be talking about a lot tonight because there's a lot of big tournaments coming up this month in esports. Of course, it begins with Overwatch League Season 1 starting tomorrow. Some big investors in this league. We'll talk a little bit about it more tomorrow. Marshawn Lynch and Jennifer Lopez actually have a stake in the San Francisco team. The Roto Experts is next, followed by the Fantasy Frenzy.